Quentin, tell us all about what's going on in Lapeer County.
Well, good morning, Thelma. I'm so happy to be back, and I really appreciate the invite to come to the radio station this morning to give a little update. Well, Lapeer County is alive and well and definitely open for business. And I say that only because it is very much a regional effort to bring economic development, job creation, and investment across the thumb. That's kind of the name of the game, and I learned so much at the EDA. I could take all those skills, those relationships we developed and networks, and now kind of just, you know, upgrade my skill set a little bit and take it to the next level. It's been a phenomenal experience so far.
You know, Quentin, it's funny you say that because I remember the day you walked into the chamber office a couple years ago and you said, I need to be a chamber member. And I'm like, who is this person? And we've developed a great relationship, and you know, it's continued throughout the years. It's only been a short time, but I feel like you're one of my closest friends. And then when you announced that you were leaving the EDA, it was pretty sad. But now I think this is a great opportunity, not only for you, but personally for me, because our chamber now has another partner. And we're really excited that we'll be able to partner with you. We're working very closely with Macomb County, and now we look forward to Lapeer County, and it's just around the corner, right?
That's a natural fit, if you ask me. I do remember that conversation the day I walked into the office, and I knew that there was going to be a membership, a chamber membership in my future, and it's because the chamber does so much boots on the ground work, small business development, and it just seems like they're everywhere all the time. And if in my experiences with chambers before, I knew that that was going to be a very important relationship, and it's proved to be that over the course of the last few years. So no, I absolutely look forward to collaboration and seeing how we can bring those offices together and do some collaborative work.
I was listening to the debate last night. I'm not going to tell you I listened very closely, but I did listen to a few comments, and one of the candidates did say, you know, we need to collaborate. We need to work together. And I thought, is she in Macomb? Is she in St. Clair County? Is she in Macomb County? Is she in Lapeer County? Because that's exactly what we need to do, because otherwise we're not going to be successful. We can't do it alone. And in this great state, that's what we need to do, is work with each other to make things happen. Do you see that happening in Lapeer County?
I absolutely do. So the issues that we see for talent retention and we see workforce development issues pop up, it's kind of the same everywhere, right? Everybody's in this position to have to collaborate, because when you go it alone, we proved what that happened 10, 15 years ago. So we can't make that mistake. We've got to move forward and be progressive and do some interesting collaborative things. One of those things that it looks like is we do look at our workforce and our talent pool and say, where are our people going? And if they're leaving our region, right? And if you look at a map, it really is kind of neat. You know, you have Lapeer County, you know, to the west on 69. You have St. Clair County, you know, kind of at the head with the Blue Water Bridge and 94 coming in. You head south and you're into Macomb County. So if you drew that triangle, so to speak, on a map, I mean, there is enough workforce, there's enough inventory, there's enough professionals in there to make any type of economic activity necessary happen. And so those are really, really important features. Now, I would also bring in and say, hey, what are the incentives that we can do to attract talent? And we know here in St. Clair County and the St. Clair County Community Foundation at the Reverse Scholarship, I know they participate in the Asset Scholarship. Those are talent attraction tools, right? I wasn't on the job a week. Met with Lapeer County Community Foundation, and they said right off the bat, okay, we're doubling down on this idea of child savings accounts. And they're putting the money into a child savings accounts to build in these monies for students when they're done. They have an option to upskill or go to school or make small investments. That's a community-led thing that kind of had shades of what's going on in St. Clair County. And I know in Macomb County, they're off to the races in that direction. So there's a lot of parallels. There is a lot of parallels to those programs.
You know, we were on a conversation, Joyce Doyle, my colleague at the Blue Water Area Chamber, just yesterday talking to a person, and she's an intern, and she was asking some questions. And then she said, how do you know my dad? And it was so funny because I said, well, we hired him back in the Detroit Regional Chamber, you know, almost 20 years ago. And she's like, and I said, it's all about relationships. It's all about what
Absolutely.
You do and how you communicate with each other and how you network. And you never know where your next lead's going to come from, right?
Absolutely. That's how business works. I mean, I've seen now deals that get to the table, and because there wasn't you know, a real comfortable atmosphere. The deal didn't go as smoothly as I thought, even though all the paperwork was correct, everything was there laid out, all decisions should have been a clear path to, you know, a yes. But for some reason, the relationship that lacked resisted it. But then on the other hand, you see people get to the table who have a professional relationship, and they're okay, and they let their guard down a little bit at the table, and they can talk business, but at a deeper, more relational level. Same paperwork, same amount of detail, and the decision comes that much quicker. And I think the relationship is the key. So relationships over accomplishments any day of the week.
Absolutely. And I always say this, you know, you don't need to be the brightest person in the room, but you have to be able to communicate with people and talk to people and really get to know who they are, because that's where it goes. I mean, no one cares how smart you are. It's about what you can help out with, how you can communicate with people, how you treat people. And that's what people remember.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Yeah, if they knew my IQ, they'd be like, I'm glad he's a nice person, because I can admit my shortcomings. But no, there's a lot of activity that's happening. These relationships developed in St. Clair County are lifelong. There's no doubt about that. Thelma, you've been an incredible advocate. You've introduced me to people, and you've sat me down in front of people that to this day I make it a point to stay in touch with, because I just know how active they are. I find that busy people and with a good intent, right, get stuff done. And those are the relationships, and those are the people I like to surround myself with. So, and you've been integral in that process.
Well, thank you so much, Quentin. But just to give you another plug, tell us what's happening in Lapeer County real quick. Tell us what you're excited about, what the future holds for you, and how we can work with you.
Okay, real quick. Here's my plug. I said it 3 years ago. I'm going to say it one time again. Infrastructure is incredibly, incredibly important. We need, you know, when you move in for a business on the attraction side of the house or expansion side of the house, you got to have the right infrastructure in place. But I say by far, hands down, number one is going to be our ability to bring broadband and fiber optic connectivity across. You laugh.
Yeah, I know. You always say that, even in St. Clair County. This is what we got to do.
We got it.
And I agree. And my son would agree, right?
Absolutely. JJ would be on board with that. I'm setting down. I sat down with the Lapeer County Intermediate School District, and they're paralleling what the Reese is doing with their IT department. You have JJ, you know, in that wheelhouse. And it's when you get the fiber highway right, and you get all, you know, you get all traffic flowing down the fiber optic highway, businesses respond, because we're in that 21st century. I would say this too. You know, I still live in Marysville. We're not moving. We're doubling down in our community efforts, right? You know, if you found me on this weekend, you know, I'm going to be at the Little League tournament in Marysville, going to the park, seeing things, being around people, watching kids play, right? And if you're not doing anything, 7 o'clock tonight, Marysville has a concert in the park. So there's all kinds of these community efforts, right? You may not see Randy Fernandez there. You may not. And I do wish him a speedy recovery with his golf accident. He's going to have knee surgery. He's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks, but I don't think that's going to hold him back. Not even a little bit.
Not Randy. Always on the go.
Nope, not Randy.
But, you know, Quentin, you bring up a valid point. You don't have to live in the community to be supportive of that community where you work. I'm in the same boat. I live in Santa Lake County, yet I work in St. Clair County. But
Amen.
You bring all that together. So now you're supporting two counties, two communities, and that's how we grow as a person. Don't you agree?
Couldn't said it better myself. Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Quentin, so much for being here today. We really appreciate you coming in, sharing a few things, and we're happy for your new opportunity. We're excited from the chamber perspective that we got another partner to partner with. And we look forward to having some great things happening. So thank you again for being here today.
Thank you, Thelma. I really appreciate the time. Join the chamber.
Thanks for the plug, Quentin. Thelma filling in for Paul Miller on WPHM.